He was the chief engineer for WJR for 20 years, and he helped shape the sound quality of the great voice of the Great Lakes. Ed Budabaugh passed away over the holiday weekend from bladder cancer. He was 65 years old. WJR creative director John Marshall has some thoughts and memories of Ed for The Big Story.
I remember when I came to WJR in the mid-90s and how impressed I was with the equipment, the studios that we had here. I had worked in Detroit radio for quite a while, and the other stations just really couldn't hold a candle to what Ed Budabaugh had built here in the Golden Tower. Then in the new millennium, we built new studios on the 8th floor, and I remember working very closely with Ed as we brought WJR into the digital age. You see, I'm the only guy here at WJR that actually has his own studio, and that's what I work in every day, producing commercials, the bumpers, the promos, IDs that you hear. And since we built that facility, so many clients and guests of the station have been in and just really commented how beautiful everything came together. It was totally state-of-the-art. When we built this, it was called the finest broadcast facility in America. And it was Ed Budabaugh's design that really made all of this possible. But Ed and I were talking one day about the sound monitoring, all the speakers. There are, eight different speakers systems in this studio. And that's to listen to the mix, to make sure things are mixed just right. And Ed was famous for that. But anyway, we talked about putting in a 5.1 Dolby THX sound system into the studio. And I was explaining to Ed that as we mix these commercials and as things went forward into the digital age, we wanted to make sure that as we were mixing, we weren't getting artifacts that would be, you know, on the rear speakers. And Ed was listening very, very intently and then explained that he thought that might be a little bit of an overkill for the studio. And Ed, I was just kidding. But I really had him going there for a few minutes. I remember the story at CKLW, the Big 8, and why it sounded so good. Ed had the idea to go out and actually measure the frequency response of what the signal sounded like when it came out of the radio, and there was a little bit of a difference in that curve there. So what Ed did was to use a graphic equalizer to make sure that everything came out perfectly flat, and that's why the music sounded so much better, even though it was on an AM radio station. That was the forward thinking that Ed Budabaugh had back so long ago. But to Ed's credit, today, the great voice of the Great Lakes sounds better than anything else that you can get on the radio. Not the programming, the quality of the signal. It was my pleasure to work with and to learn from one of the most talented chief engineers I ever knew, Ed Budabaugh. For The Big Story, this is WJR's creative director, John Marshall.
Thank you, John. Ed Budabaugh was 65.
Talking about what matters to you. Catch it live on News Talk 760 WJR AM and stay up to date online at WJR.com.